Please be seated. You ever seen, you know, even young children are like this. You know, they when they know they've done wrong, they want to sort of hide it, and you know, they don't really want to, you know, they don't want to come out and fess up to it, right? So they're kind of in the darkness, right? They want to be quiet, and you notice that when people are guilty as charged, they are head down, and you know, they're just not, you know, they don't want anyone to see their actions. In the darkness is where the evil resides. In the light is where the Father Almighty sent His Son, the truth of Jesus Christ, to shine to all. So our actions in the Scripture, whoever does the truth comes to the light, so that it can be seen that their actions were done in God. Their actions are brilliant and can be seen by all. Sometimes I think we fall into that lack of action. As Christians, we tend to, we're that silent majority, right? We tend to not do anything because we really don't want to stir the pot up, so to speak. So our lack of actions speak louder than our words could ever. So sometimes we have just the opposite approach. Instead of letting our actions speak louder than our words, our lack of action speak louder than our words. It makes all the difference. Are you working towards God's grace, or are you working towards your own vindication or your own rewards? My message: reward for your faith, not our works. By God's grace, we are saved through our faith. Let us act in the light, and let us be rewarded by our faith, not by our evil action. So when we go about our day-to-day lives, and we look to how God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him won't perish, but will have eternal life. Let us believe that. Let us believe that with our whole heart. And let us let our faith, our actions, speak so loudly that they say, that is a faithful person. They're looking to the Father in heaven and the power of the cross as a sign of eternal salvation. Let us go in peace. Let us pray.